Nozzeh Yerushalmi corresponds to Nozzeh Bavli, Daf Yotes. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Dalet, on the Dalet, on the last line, Rav Amar. Rav Amar, Yotza, Moinen Lezirus Patahara, Nichnas, which is a Mevi Korban Tumah, Weibayim. Rav said that the first Tanah of our Mishnah means to say that if one accepted Nezirus in a cemetery, and he left, he counts Nezirus in Tahara. If he enters the cemetery again, he brings Korban Tumah, even if it's on the same day that he left. Lazar Imeh Loi Boi Bayoim. The Tana of Lezer says that he does not bring Korban Tumah if he returned on that day. Ana Bo Koimi Rav, the in Ton Hazoya Shlishi Ushvi. Kahana asked Rav, does he not need Hazor sprinkling on day 3 and 7 before counting the Zeus of Tahara? Amalei Torah Koros Le Poyosh Melekebe Toho. Rav answered that the Torah calls one who separates from a grave Toho even before Hazar, as the Pasuk says in Yecheskel Perek Mem Dalet, Pasuk Chavov, and after his purification they shall count 7 days for him. Shmo Omer Yotza Vehizeh Shana B'Tavol Nichnas Boi B'Yoyim Mevi Kovei Tuma Boi B'Yoyim V'Beleza Ime Loi B'Yoyim. Also, that if he left, received Hazor on day 3, and repeated on day 7, immersed and entered the same day, he brings the Korban Tumah the same day. And Levi says, not on that day. Ola Bash Bishmol Amar, Masi Chale Benozir Tome, or Benozir Toho, Afib Levi Moidi Afilu Ein Loi Behechim Afil. Ola Bash Shmol says, when does Levi argue? It's regarding a Nozir Tome. Regarding a Nozir Toho, even if Levi agrees that he brings Korban Tumah, even if there's no place for days to fall, he's not even on his second day. Shmuel bar Abba boy yom echad nezirusai v'yom echad nezirus b'nai marash yitzdavu. Shmuel bar Abba asks, can one day of his nezirus and one day of his son's nezirus join to 2 days to bring korban tumah even according to Abelezer? Im b'shnai le b'nai hayom u'mocha nichnas hayesh nezirus b'nai shnei yomim. If his son was born today and he entered an Oihal place of a mace tomorrow, there are 2 days to Nezirus of his son and they need not join. The image is a B'shinoi lebenei lemacha ha'yesh Nezirus Shnei Yomim, ha'yesh leNezirus Shnei Yomim. If his son was born tomorrow, there are 2 days to his Nezirus and they need not join. And with Imana, Tipate ben Hashmashos. Imana answered the cases when he was born in ben Hashmashos and the father became Tomei the next day. Rabbi Abin answered, you can even say that he was born at midday and he became Tamei later that day. Do we not hold that the beginning of the day counts for him and the end of the day counts for Nazirus of his son? If they join, it's considered that there were 2 days. Rabbi Yossi, Masvichale, Benazitah, or Abinazitah, Tamei, Shitale, Shehein, Mitzdalfin. Yossi says, about what does Shmuel bar Abba ask? Regarding a Nozir Toho. Regarding a Nozir Tomei, it's clear to him that they join. This is unlike Ola bar Shmuel, who said that Rabbi Eliezer argues about a Nozir Tomei, but no one requires 2 days for a Nozir Toho who became Tomei. Amba v'mana, koimi Rabbi Yossi, lekoshukein hu, ramai yomim she'en oilen lebenezirusai v'lemenezirus b'nai, adayim mistalfin, yomim she'en oilen lebenezirusai, Rabbana asked Rabbi Yossi, does the Kavachemer not teach this? How many days that do not count for his Nezirus and not for his son's Nezirus, you say that they join. Toho days that count for his Nezirus and not for his son's Nezirus, or more so they should join. I'm Rabbi Yossi, Taman ein avoy lekabel hasoya, v'am hocha avoy lekabel hasoya. Rabbi Yossi answered that this is not a Kavachemer. There, he's not proper to receive warning because he's already Tamei. Therefore, nothing separates his Nezirus from his son's Nezirus. Here, when he's Taho, he's proper to receive warning for the Nezirus he observes, so they are separate, perhaps they don't join. Rabun Barachia, Barak, commanded Tamer Taman al Durabileze, Betchila, Rushehei Loi Mehechan Lapil, Vesayf, Afa Pishein Loi Mehechan Lapil. Rabun Barachia asked, just like you say that according to Rebbe at the beginning, there must be days to fall. If he became Tomei and at the end, so the whole, even if there are no remaining days to fall. Hamabi Zera, Kame Rubi Mana, Lamas Nisihi, Nitma, Yoim Chise Yomea, Sasa Sakol, Rubeleza Ime, Oisasa Ela Shloshim. Zera said in front of Rubi Mana, do we not learn this from our Mishnah? If he became Tommy on day 100, he cancels everything. Rubeleza says he cancels only 30. Amalei Shamanu, she was so sad, Shamanu, she may be Korban Tuma. Rubi Mana rejects that. We learn from there that he cancels. Do we learn from there that he brings Korban Tuma?